In the words of Pat McAfee, hello, beautiful people. It is a great, great Sunday here. Stock Car Scoop, post All-Star Edition, and what a disaster, Adam. I'm not going to even sugarcoat it, man. It was a damn disaster that could have been so much worse. And it was worse, don't get me wrong, but it ended up the rightful winner. Ended up in victory lane. Ryan Blaney ends up in victory lane after 50 feet, maybe even less, before he crossed the checkered flag. A caution came out. Adam, his window net came down because he thought that it was going to be celebration time. NASCAR said not so fast with the All-Star race. The race cannot end under a yellow flag.
Yeah.
So they had to redo it all over again. However, Blaney could not get his window net up. We've never ever seen this happen before. So what did Blaney do? He had to try and do it all by himself. NASCAR didn't let him come down pit road, or else he would have had to give up his spot and the race lead. So he had to do it himself. What ended up happening is he didn't have a window net for the final two laps of the race. I don't care what NASCAR says. I don't care what anyone else says. We saw it on the TV, Adam. He did not have a window net the final two laps. And for what NASCAR says in implementing safety, they did not do that whatsoever. That is unacceptable, uncalled for, Adam. What can you say from this?
Well, okay, so I know we're in the similar school of thought here with what NASCAR should have done. And I'll preface by saying, like, yes, 100%, this is a safety deal. We saw people tweeting about a Mike Bliss incident that happened, I think, at Talladega, like almost a decade ago, where he was black flagged for his window net being down. And then in the wake of this, with the caution first off, Blaney thought the race was over. We saw Dale Jr. retweet a meme that said a Thomas the Tank Engine meme. Thomas had never seen such BS before, which it was. It was a car near the back of the field, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., that brought out the caution. There was really no point to throwing it. And then his tweet after the race of, thank God, Blaney won. Blaney dominated the second half of this race after Kyle Busch was out after that horrific crash with Ross Chastain. Blaney was far and away the best car. Everyone thought he won, and then we have all this happen. The right call, because Blaney won regardless, obviously. The right call would have been to have him come down pit road, NASCAR to say, hey, Ryan, we screwed up. You can keep your spot, come down pit road, fix the window net, because like they said on the broadcast, basically the strongest guy on the crew has to have fixed the window net. It's not easy to do, probably much less from inside the car. Hey, Ryan, come down pit road, fix your window net. You can keep your spot, come back out, and we'll do this restart. Instead, he runs the last couple of laps with no window net or holding it up with his hand, which, like Denny said, he almost wrecked him. If something had gone wrong, we might have a handless or armless Ryan Blaney at the end of the All-Star race. In short, they should have let him fix it, let him keep his spot, because this was all on that caution coming out.
I mean, they say that they're implementing safety, Adam, but when you got a guy, when they're going 180 miles an hour and you don't have a safety net, what the hell are they doing? I mean, this is absolutely bullshit. And I apologize if our boss gets mad at me for that comment, but this is our last podcast for the future announcement later on. So I will express how I choose, but this was a damn disaster, Adam. It was unacceptable. And I'm glad that Blaney won, because he deserved to win. I mean, he led most of the race, and it was an entertaining final restart. But the thing is, it was not good. And that leads us to our second point, Adam. This was a damn disaster. It was an absolute shit show. One way or the other, an absolute crap show. There was no passing, no side-by-sides. Kyle Larson called something among the lines of, "This you can't pass, even especially being the leader. You can't pass for the lead. I mean, it's just Texas." And the only excitement we saw was because the tires couldn't even handle it. And Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, Chase Elliott, they had that incident. We had Kyle Larson with the blown tire. Stenhouse blew a couple tires. Bubba blew a tire or two. I mean, there was nothing amazing, interesting, good racing. I've seen so many tweets, bulldoze the track. Honestly, Adam, I don't care what they do with Texas. Might as well turn it into what they did with Kentucky. Make it an Amazon distribution center where FedEx and UPS store their freight trucks. I mean, this was awful. You wasted 2.5 hours of my time, 2.5 hours of your time. It was awful.
Well, first, I guess we should rework that meme to say Brian had never seen such bullshit before, because that's where we're at with this, with this All-Stars. Look, we talked about it on the pre-race pod. I would love it if they started rotating it around, you know, if not to every track, pick a few tracks. I would love that. If nothing else, at least they got rid of one of the dates for Texas. I was really hoping coming into this that I'd be like, okay, the next gen car might have saved racing at Texas. Maybe it made things better, because we saw it at a couple of the other mile and a half. Vegas was really entertaining. Kansas was pretty entertaining. And I know this race wasn't with a full field. I'll give it that. And I'll wait to reserve full judgment on Texas until we have a full field racing there in the fall. But holy God, this was just not fun to watch. There was very little passing, especially the first two stages. A lot of the tire issues, like you were talking about. I mean, Kyle Busch's tire issue caused Ross Chastain to hit him and nearly be on its roof heading towards the turn one wall, where he could have easily gotten nailed by someone else. Of course, he hit Chase Elliott. This was almost a gigantic disaster, but it could have been even worse for NASCAR, for Texas. I've seen people say, shoot it into the sun, send it to space, you know, bulldoze it. That's where I'm at. It's been very lackluster the last few years, and we already talked about that as before, but it's just not a good track, and it's not fun to watch. And at least it was an exhibition that we saw how bad the racing was and that the racing wasn't improved. That's the one positive. But between how poor the racing was, the violent crash we had, and the whole debacle at the end, this was, like you said, it wasted 2.5 hours of your time, my time, everyone's time, and everyone except Ryan Blaney, I guess. It was just not a great night all around.
I mean, Michael Massey said it best in our group chat. It's not a Texas race unless you can't pass and there's a super violent wreck. I mean, and that's kind of sad, because when you think of a NASCAR race, you don't want to think of a super violent wreck and no passing. You want to think of literally the exact opposite. Great racing and maybe a spin or two or someone backs into the wall. It just sucks. It truly does. But I'm glad the Ryan Blaney won, and like Dale Jr. said on his Twitter, thank God at Blaney won, because if they didn't, it would have been an absolute dumpster fire. And Jr. also said it best, that NASCAR is going to gladly let you debate the window net so as you don't reflect on how ridiculous that yellow flag situation was as Blaney was crossing the finish line to win. I mean, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong with the yellow flag debacle, with the window net, with the passing, with the tires. Every single thing was bad. Adam, I can't think of a single win tonight whatsoever.
I think the funniest thing to come out tonight was I made a joke about that with the screenshot of Ross Chastain going over the back of Kyle Busch, and I said, "Hi, I'm Ross Chastain, and welcome to Jackass." And
that was
then
funny.
Like 5 minutes later, "Hey, this is the caution. Welcome to Jackass." And the entire finish was a debacle. It worked so perfectly somehow. On a very imperfect night, that was the only thing that somehow lined up perfect.
It was not good. But what is good is frontstretch.com's post-race coverage. That is how you do a great transition, Adam. Frontstretch.com has all the latest for you on this debacle of an all-star race. We got all the latest from Texas Motor Speedway, frontstretch.com. Now for all the latest on what you've been waiting for, the announcement. Mr. Adam Cheek, the Stock Car Scoop Edition is officially yours, my friend.
Yes, sir.
You are officially the host of SCS. We're going to be having some rotating co-hosts among the way, because due to the departure of Mr. Davey Siegel, the Front Stretch Podcast is now being rebranded into the Front Stretch Podcast with a Brian Nolan. Yes, folks, Brian, myself, yours truly, however you want to call me. Michael Massey has a different couple of nicknames for me that I won't mention on air. But we are transitioning. I will be hosting the Front Stretch Podcast every single week right here on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Monday and Friday. Adam will be on Stock Car Scoop. We may even do a little bit of cross promotion, but you'll hear the likes of Mike Bachman. You'll hear the likes of Michael Massey. You'll hear the likes of even maybe a guy like Daniel McFadden, or even some cross promotions with some other guys like our future friend from NBC Sports and Zach Sterniolo, or JSki.com's Dustin Albino. You never know. Even the Sirius XM host of Davey Siegel. Yes, folks, we will cross promote and help our former Front Stretch people as much as we can. But the announcement is here. I am transitioning over to becoming the full-time host of the Front Stretch podcast. Adam is now transitioning over into my role, and we're going to be diving into a new era of Front Stretch audio. The Front Stretch podcast 2.0 will premiere this upcoming Wednesday, and yours truly will be with the former host, Davey Siegel. A nice transition, a farewell beginning, all combining into one. It's going to be fun. Look for that this upcoming week, but it's a brand new start, Adam. I'm just very, very proud of you. I know that you can take Stock Car Scoop to the next level. I'm very happy for you, and I would not have let Tom have you host this by yourself if I did not think you could do it without having success. So I'm very proud of you, and I can't wait to see what success you will have down the road, buddy.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to moving into this role, doing some cross promotion, and you can keep an ear out for special guests on, of course, the Front Stretch podcast, talking to drivers, crew members, broadcasters, everything every week. And we'll also do that here on The Scoop on occasion. Hopefully maybe grab some drivers as the season unfolds to preview different races and chat with them. Front Stretch podcast premiering every Wednesday night, and Stock Car Scoop on Thursdays and Saturdays. This coming week, we're kicking things off with Michael Massey, who you've heard on here before. So be sure to tune into that, where we will preview a huge weekend of racing with the Monaco Grand Prix, the Indy 500, and the Coca-Cola 600 all on Sunday.
I love it. One final note about the Front Stretch podcast. It's going to be different than the time that Davey hosted it. We're not going to just have drivers. We're going to have drivers. We're going to have crew chiefs. We're going to have spotters. We're going to have NASCAR personalities. We're going to have personalities that you may see on your television screen on the weekends going to be with us on the podcast. So it's going to be a little bit different than what you've been accustomed, but transition and change is good. I hope you guys will stay tuned, because I'm beyond excited. Last but not least, last thing on the Texas debacle, Denny Hamlin just tweeted, never should have been a yellow in the first place. They put Blaney in the situation he was in to make up for it. They let him break a rule. Two wrongs don't make a right. Blaney W, NASCAR L. Everyone is not happy tonight. No one is happy, but one man is happy, and that would be Mr. Ryan Blaney. Adam, so proud of you. I'm thankful for you, buddy. It's been a fun run, and let's continue making some good content, buddy. I'm happy for you, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. I am for you as well. Looking forward to doing that and starting that move next weekend. It's a big week to start it off. We've got a lot going on Memorial Day weekend. We had a lot to talk about coming out All-Star weekend, and a lot to talk about going into Memorial Day weekend, a very chaotic end of the month for May, but always looking forward to bringing more audio content to Front Stretch.
For the final time, thank you so much that supports us, supports the program. For this edition, this era of Stock Car Scoop, I am Brian Owen. Catch the host of Stock Car Scoop, Adam Cheek, Thursday night, comes out Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. The new era of Stock Car Scoop begins Friday.